Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to another Pranz Code of Pranz Network show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and as always, I'm going to promise you another wonderful show. You know, as always, I like to try to find topics that is interesting, not only to the young athlete, but more importantly, interesting to the parents of those athletes. You know, we've been on the air here for the last 5 years, making sure that we are getting out as much information as possible to the parents on a regular basis. And it is vitally important that we get this information out because of my experience just this weekend. You know, I had an opportunity to attend an AAU tournament. And while at this tournament, I talked to a number of parents. And when talking to these parents, and many of them had the same information, while talking to these parents, many of them were disconnected from the process. And what I mean by disconnected from the process, many of them didn't understand what to do, and in a lot of cases, why they were even there. And what I mean by why they were even there, why were they attending this event with their child, and then what are some of the steps that I need to take from this point moving forward? So, on that note, I said, wow, we're still at a disconnect. We are still in a situation where we as parents are not getting the information from the valuable sources that we rely on to look out for the best interests of our children. I say that because, you know, many times, you know, the coaches are doing what they do. The coaches are out there coaching our children. The coaches are out there trying to be another positive role model in the eyes of our children. But there's a little small window. And this little small window has a slit at the bottom of it. Our tools, with our understanding, with our knowledge of what comes next, we as parents have to be able to insert ourselves into that slit within that little small window. Open that window and allow our children to pass through. And what I mean by that, allow our children to go on to be successful and whatever they deem to be that career choice that they are trying to pursue. Because if not, parents, we're not doing our part. We do have a part in that process. We do have a role that we need to play in the lives of our children as they are engaged and involved in the various sporting activities and sporting groups. So if we think that we are exempt, or we think that, well, the coach is going to handle it, or we think that, you know, some guy that we call Uncle Chucky, you know, he's going to be there to support us day in and day out, then parents, I'm here for a little small wake-up call. I'm here to tell you that, you know, if that's the case and that's your plan and that's your thought process, then be prepared for a long day. be prepared for a long day. You know, I had the opportunity to talk to two young ladies today, and I'm not even sure where they're from, but it was during the time period I was at this AAU event. And you know, I was simply just inquiring, just trying to find out, you know, where their children are, and have their children even consider the process, and, you know, all the little things, you know, just a little, few little things. And they say, okay, so what do we do now? What do we do next? And when they said that, of course, you know, bingo, I found two that needs help, need some assistance, need some guidance, and I'm here to provide it. So I immediately went into my spiel, you know, letting them know that the process isn't as hard as they may have heard or want to believe, or, you know, just trying to look at it from a very simple standpoint. The process isn't that hard. Biggest thing is they're doing one of them right now. They're asking questions and asking questions and in asking questions, it'll start you moving forward in this process. It will start you to get a better understanding of what you have to do to help your child succeed. Again, parents, notice that I haven't used the term student athlete. I may have said athlete, but I try to stay away from that student athlete conversation, and I do that intentionally because I know, you know, many of us say that, okay, well, hey, our children are students first and then athletes second. I understand that, but I wish the paycheck that these coaches and the big deposits and everything else that the athletic department is getting, I wish they understood that as well. So until they start to level this playing field a little bit more, than I will, me personally, will stay away from the terminology student athletes. And I've seen many young men, young ladies go through and be very successful and come out at the end of the day with a very successful career. And you know, that's what we look for. That's what we strive for. That's all part of the pursuit and ensuring that at the end of the day, they reach their level of success. So once they have reached their level of success, then we're good. We're good. Well, folks, I've been rambling this evening, and trying, hopefully I said a few things that may have got your attention or may have caused you to think just a little bit. But I'm not going to do all the talking tonight. I have spoken to a number of coaches, young men, AAU coaches, out here that's on the circuit, that's working with our children day in and day out. I talked to a few of these young men just this weekend and have asked them to join me on the call this evening. And in doing so, they all agreed. So hopefully we will have some great dialogue, some awesome conversation. And these young men will share some phenomenal insight to what they do to help your young men move forward. But, you know, I can't do anything without first starting out and playing a little piece here from a man, Mr. Keith Wright. You know, I share each and every week. I've been sharing it with you since Keith put this piece together for me. Some time ago, and putting this piece together, kind of sort of just look at Keith and just say, hey, awesome, 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 awesome. And that's all I can say, because the little piece just has some language to it, and I know you may not be one that may be involved in the rap game or understand what rappers are saying half the time. But please, if you get a chance, listen to the words that Keith has put in this here piece.
I have titled this piece "The College Experience," and I think it's fit to be played here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. You know, I listen to this piece each and every weekend, and I say, okay, definitely, I have to share this with my parents each and every week, because if they are hearing this and they're turning around and sharing this with their young men and women, then hopefully our kids are getting something out of it. So, without further ado, I'm going to bring in this little piece from my man, Mr. Keith Wright, called The College Experience. So please, folks, please, check it out. See if anything that you hear here has any, do a little reality check for you.
Do a little reality check.
Because I think Keith puts it together quite nicely. All right. Let's see if I can pull it up.
And talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what makes it the knowledge in my brain. And if I could see what was happening, me ball would do the same. It ain't the same situation that I'm in. I know they're gonna rip him up when it's come to an end. And when the ball starts dropping on my diploma, I was 10. But I'm 8 cents. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you're good ball, you might be showing up.
All right, let's take this from the top.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hate then, playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
He said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. That's how he do. All right. Let me see if I got any of my coaches on with me today. Let's see who we got here. I think I got one of the coaches on. And hopefully I think a couple more just showed up. So we about to rock and roll, folks. Rock and roll. Give me a second here. Got some network issues going on here. So as soon as we get this here resolved, we'll be good to go, and we'll be ready for a great show. So, got time to go out there, get your pen, paper, pencil, all that stuff. Make sure you're ready, because we're about to deliver some information to you this evening that you may not heard before. Or, let me put it like this. You're hearing this information from a first-hand source. You're hearing this information from a great young man that is sharing his time and his efforts with you on a regular basis. Coach, you out there?
Hey, how you doing?
Who we got on the line with us this evening?
This is Coach Barry with Blue Williams Summer League.
Coach Barry?
Coach Barry with the Boo Williams Summer League 16U team.
Okay, Coach Barry. Okay, Coach. All right. Yeah, Coach is one of the young men that I ran into this weekend. And Coach had his team out there. And we were always down in the great state of North Carolina. And, again, we welcome you onto the Parents Coach and Parents Network. So,
how you doing?
Coach, we're going to go straight into it because we're not even going to wait for the other coaches to call in. But I think I got a couple on the line. I'm going to plug them in here in a minute. But we're going to let you go ahead and introduce yourself. Talk about your years of experience and how many young men you're currently working with.
All right, how you doing? That's Coach Barry, like I was saying, from the Boo Williams Summer League program. And I coach a 16U team for Boo this summer. And I've been coaching AAU basketball for about 6 years now, and I've been a high school coach for about 4 years now at Kickerton High School over in Hampton, Virginia. Currently, I have about 13 guys on my team from Hampton to Newport News, Norfolk, Chesapeake, all the way up to Charlottesville, Virginia. So we have an array of kids from all over the state of Virginia. We don't just keep local kids, but we get kids from all over. And, we try to give a great opportunity for our local guys to make sure that they're able to get involved with the Boo Williams Summer League as well. This is my first year actually having a team directly with Boo. So it's been a great experience and, playing in better tournaments, playing in front of coaches a little bit more, and, just playing better competition. So it's a good thing. And the guys are learning a lot, playing against better guys and getting good information and meeting good people, on the road and meeting other coaches as well. So it's been a win-win so far this season with us. So we're playing in about, I think this is our fourth tournament that we played in. We currently have a record of we're 13-4 currently right now.
Okay. So you're out there putting some work in. And the young men that you're working with sound like they're definitely putting some work in. I think we're joined by another coach. We have another coach that has joined us this evening. Coach Russell, are you out there?
Yes, this is me, Coach. How you doing?
I'm good, baby. I'm good. All right. Just tell me a little bit about yourself and what you got going on with the young men.
Thank you, Mr. Joshua Russell. I'm coaching the 17U team under Boo Williams Summer League. We have about 13 guys. Most of them are from this area. Some of them actually do have one kid that's from North Carolina.
Okay. And you have about 13 guys. So, were these guys hand-picked, hand-selected coaches, how did you go about the process of developing your teams? We'll start with you first, Coach Barry.
Okay. The process of getting my team together this year was kind of funny the way it happened because I was given the opportunity to kind of coach one of the Bulls teams kind of like last minute this year. For the last five years, I coached at another program that was under the umbrella. It was called the Hampton Hoyas. And I had a couple of those guys with me ever since they were like 7th and 8th graders. And what happened is I brought some of those guys over with me that I had with the Hampton Hoyas. And then I meshed together some other guys that I just reached out to try to get through the different workouts and trials that we had at the beginning of the AAU season as soon as the high school playoffs ended. We had a couple of workouts over in Hampton at Hampton High, and I kind of picked up some more guys from there and had a couple of friends that kind of worked kids out and things of that nature that reached out to me and kind of put a couple of guys with me, and I looked at them and kind of brought them on. So it was hard because, like I said, we got started last minute, but I had already had a whole team with the Hampton Hoyas organization. I had 12 guys there that I was going to, coach. And but what I did was we put another coach with those guys that I didn't bring with the team, and I took some of those guys and I messed them with some more guys that came and tried out for us. And it is kind of crazy. I know Coach Russell's probably going through the same thing because I know him and Coach Chico, those guys work hand-in-hand together. Those are some good guys. And I'm still getting more calls, from parents and other other kids and things like that that want to come out and work out and things of that nature. And so it's always a good thing. So that's how we kind of put this team together this year. Is kind of, like I said, we put this team together probably like a week and a half before we played. We probably practiced like twice before we played, and we went out and won our first Super Regional the first weekend that we came out. And we ended up winning another tournament the weekend right after that over at Virginia Beach, the Lineage of Champions. And so it kind of started rolling from there, and that's how we kind of got together this year.
Okay, okay. Sounds like a great thing. Sounds like something mm-hmm. that's awesome. What about you then, Coach Russell?
Like Coach Barrick said, I actually was coaching with another own brother last year, suffered bullying. And we took in, I took some of the players from the year that I knew, some of the players that we actually played against this season. Because I was coaching at Portsmouth Christian School this year. So I ended up picking up some of the players from there and then some of the players from some of our rival schools, and they ended up coming to play for me. So it's been a great opportunity.
You know, and I'm going to tell you something. Parents out there and all the parents I had a chance to talk to this weekend and over the last few weekends since the season started, you know, the spring season started or the AAU circuit season started, or however you want to classify it, you know, parents are very appreciative. I don't know if any of them ever had the opportunity to come up to you and tell you that, but, you know, the many mm-hmm. parents I've had to talk to have expressed that, you know, that they are appreciative of what you guys are doing. And I'm going to give you firsthand a thumbs up because I've seen what both of you have done. You know, I've seen Coach Russell, matter of fact, you know, we go a little ways back, back during the time period that you was out there putting the ball in the hoop. So I know where you came from and the work that you have put in. And, again, you know, we as parents, we appreciate you guys. Matter of fact, just prior to the start of my show, I was on another call with a group out of, I think they're actually based out of North Carolina or Texas, one of the two mothers of athletes, hosted by a young lady by the name of Annette Henson, which is John Henson's mom, that plays for the Milwaukee Bucks. She has a similar group. And she was just talking about the AAU circuit and how, you know, things develop and how the coaches, if they're in it for the right reason, is doing a great benefit to the young men and women. So, you know that you guys are being appreciated, and we look forward to supporting you in any way possible. Now, I got a few questions for you guys, and y'all figure out how y'all want to take the time and answer the questions. You know, and it ain't going to be no trick question. I ain't trying to, you know, dispel or talk about the AAU program or anything like that. You know, simple questions. You know, once you select these young men, and you made it perfectly clear that a lot of young men are still calling, trying to find teams and all these other things, and there's probably several teams that still can be put together. You know, you put out the schedule, and a lot of these young men, how many times have you ran into young men that have no clue of what they're going to do next, as far as have they started looking at schools? Are they interested in certain schools? Are they, you know, what are they doing as far as the school side of things is concerned? Because I know they're out there balling, they're out there being seen. You know, y'all are taking them to the right places, putting them in at the right time, and they're being, the visibility is there, the exposure is there. But how many of them have actually came to one of you two coaches and started talking about mm-hmm. the college team and what do I need to do next?
Oh, okay. Well,
anybody can pick it up.
Sure. What's worth doing next is, you know, what I've been telling my guys, because I have sophomores, and, you know, 16-year-old sophomores, that's like, I tell them that, you know, they're on their way. And the first thing I did this year, you know, when I had a meeting with my guys, you know, and even this weekend, you know, we played late in the afternoon, so we kind of stayed up late, and we had team meetings this weekend at the hotels. And, you know, me and my assistant coaches were telling them, like, one of the first things they need to do when they get back to school is, you know, if you don't have a good relationship with your guidance counselors, you know, you need to do that. You need to build that relationship and bridge that gap so they can help you out, you know, with getting yourself cleared. You know, try to introduce them to the clearinghouse. Let them know what they need to do to get cleared by that, or what classes they need to take. A guy told me, just recently, one of the guys that I met down in Greensboro this weekend, you know, when coaches come or assistant coaches come to the high school, you know, the first thing they do is, you know, they go see the head coach of the team, and then they go right over and see the actual guidance counselors just to check and see if it's worth even showing any interest in those guys at all. So, you know, I try to tell my guys that, you know, to get a good working relationship with their guidance counselors. If you haven't taken the SAT, you know, go ahead and take it now, you know, as sophomores, to get a feel of that test, because it can be a bit overwhelming if you haven't taken it, you know, so you can start getting to your stuff. Because I know, you know, guys currently now, you know, that's graduating from high school coming up last year, this year, you know, guys that's prepping because they, you know, they weren't prepared for SAT and they weren't able to qualify. And I know a couple of guys this year, you know, I leave them anonymous, but, you know, they're having issues right now with getting, you know, cleared and, you know, with the SATs and things of that nature. So I just try to tell them to really, you know, hit those books first, get a good relationship with their actual guidance counselors, and, you know, start looking into that clearinghouse. You know, if you're blessed to have parents that know a little bit about it, you know, that know about, you know, basketball and or football on the next level, you know, that's always great. But a lot of kids don't, have parents that actually know about that, that side of things or know too much about it. So I tell them, you know, you can even come to myself. I can help you out. You know, I have a nephew that's a Gatorade All-American that plays soccer up in Charlottesville. And, you know, my older brother showed me how to, you know, to get his resume. These players don't even know they need a resume, you know, to show their accolades and to show their GPA and what they did and what their accomplishment. You know, they look at me, you know, real strange. So those are some of the stuff that I've been taking just recently with my guys.
All right. You sound like you're putting in some serious work, Coach. You want to add anything else to that, Coach?
Yes, I agree with Coach Barry 100%. I think the SAT is one of the main things that guys don't realize that they need to do. I think they wait till their senior year and think, I'm going to take it. Like, I was talking to a few of my guys recently, and they were saying, yeah, you know, I'll take it later, or I'll take it this summer. And I'm telling them, you know, no, you need to take it as soon as possible, because if you don't get the score you need, you know, you want to be able to take it again and not just wait till the last minute. I'm up for second grade, and, you know, just to make sure if they need help, that they get the help that they need in their areas. So, yeah, those grades are a big part.
Exactly. And again, I applaud you gentlemen for doing the fine work that you're doing, because let me tell you something, parents. You may look at and sometimes have some ill feelings about the coach that's out there on the floor, and I'm talking about some of these young men that we have on the phone, you know, not them in particular, because I've seen both of them operate, and I'm impressed by what I've seen thus far. But you may have some ill feelings about what the coach is doing, or your child may not be able to get in the game when you think he should be in the game and all this old kind of stuff, and he's not being played at this time, that time, whatever. I went through all that. But at the end of the day, you have to remember something. Humble yourself, shut your mouth, and realize that these guys are out here volunteering their time to work with our children. They're volunteering. Let me say that again. They're volunteering their time to work with our children. So we as parents have a responsibility to do something along the lines of assisting them and helping our child fulfill their dream and make an attempt to play at the next level. Now, when I say next level, do I necessarily mean Division I, High, Division I, SEC, ACC, Big East? No, I mean Division I, II, III, Junior College, NAIA, whatever.
allow that door to open. Allow that door to open because you have these young men that have invested their time to support your child. So you have a responsibility. And I go on to say this next, Coach. How many times do you see your parents in support of your program? I know parents come out there and they do the financial thing. You know, they support the team financially. But how many times do you see the parents out there supporting their kids? As far as
right now,
attending the games and things like that. Go ahead.
I mean, it's kind of funny because we were talking about that today. It seems like as the guys on the guys' side, because I did girls and guys, on the guys with the young men, it seems like once the guys start getting a little older, the support isn't there as much. You know, I think they would turn over the boys over to the coaches and let us kind of handle them. But recently with me with Greensboro, I got 13 kids. I had about five parents come down with us, you know, and helped us out and things like that. It would help us out with the guys in the hotel and getting us situated and everything like that. So the support is there. And I understand sometimes it's hard, you know, for parents to be able to, you know, stop what they're doing and jump on the road with us and travel because, you know, they have other kids and they have other, you know, things that they have to do to take care of their own household. But the support is normally there. You know, locally, when we play locally, you know, it's a whole lot of support. But when we go on the road, I probably get almost half. And with, you know, with coaching 16-year-olds and Coach Russell with 17-year-old guys, you know, if you could get about half those parents out there, I mean, that's kind of good to me. I mean, I always wish to have more. It's always good to have more. But, you know, being able to have about half of the parents come out and support the team and support the guys, and, you know, real in a positive way, that's always good. And another thing that's been going on with my team lately, too, I have a lot of fathers, like, involved. I have a lot of dads. You know, a lot of times, you know, fathers get a bad rap of not being around. But I have a lot of fathers that's involved, and, you know, and support and bring those guys, you know, to practice and come to the games and things of that nature. So with me, I think I probably get about 40 to 50% of my parents come out, you know, to support the guys when we're playing. So, you know, like I said, I'd love to have more, but I kind of think that's pretty good. You know, AAU with traveling and the expense gets pretty high sometimes if you try to take your whole family on the road or you go to these gyms and try to take your whole family to those gyms. So it gets kind of expensive. So with getting about five parents, six parents, half the parents there, you know, I think that's kind of good. Like I said, you can always do better, but, you know, I kind of applaud those parents that come out.
Coach, I'm going to let Coach Russell go ahead and chime in on that, but I'm going to have to top something on, put a topping on that after Coach Russell get done. Go ahead, Coach.
Sure. Yeah, we had some parents that were out there supporting us this weekend, and that's always much appreciated. I think sometimes, you know, the parents, they lock in on their kids, and, you know, they don't really understand that. You know, it's about the unit as a whole sometimes, but I think a lot of the parents, they really do a good job of supporting, you know, supporting the players and the team.
Okay. And again, parents, I'm going to have to put it out there, Coach Barr. You know, the 40% that you get out there to come out there, but I'm going to tell you from a firsthand experience, being a parent myself, I had to make adjustments. If my son was out there on the road playing, I had to be somewhere. If I didn't catch every game, at least I caught either the first half of the tournament or the last half of the tournament. Somewhere along the line, he knew that I was going to make some moves, make some adjustments, sacrifice this, sacrifice that to be out there. And I want to tell you, there was a few times I was sitting out there, and I was sitting out there with this other brother that told me, hey, good to see you out here again today, brother. How you been doing? And I think Coach Russell know who I'm talking about, his dad. So we sat by each other quite a few times and had that conversation. Yes, and that's been a long conversation. I look forward to seeing that brother every time I walk into the gym. Matter of fact, if I was sitting in the gym already seated, and he came in, I got up to go down there to greet him to make sure that we're going to have some conversation as time go on, as the day go on. So when you say you got that 40 to 50%, we need to have more. We need to have more. Because at the end of the day, sad to say, once these young men go on to college and, you know, just so happen if some of them go off to play at a different level, at another level, at a professional level, I bet you you'll see more participation then.
Yes, sir. And Mr. Scott, I agree. I completely agree. I know at that time, you know, my dad, he used to take me to see Mike play, you know. He used to take me to see Mike play on the tournament. You know, he was one of those guys like you are that would always come out and support other people's kids, too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to do what we got to do. You know, that takes me back to, and I'm just going to share this with you guys real quick, and then we're going to move on to some more questions. It takes me back to I had a track team about 4 or 5 years ago. Ran that track team for 10 years. One of you got a lot of background noise on your side. Can you hit me? Or star six?
I think it okay, might have been mine.
We good now. But all good. That's just the way we do business. But we got we getting the information out there to the parents. But I had a track team. I ran the track team for about 10 years. And I had babies out there. We went from age 5 through 15. I said, anybody after the age of 15, if you wasn't participating at a high school level, you ain't need to be out here with me. So that's what we just did. And that's how we did business. But having those 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds out there, I told them parents at the beginning of the season, I said, parents, I need y'all out here, and I need you on time. Because if that baby misses his meet or misses his event, it's not going to be because of me. It's going to be because you didn't get him here on time. I said, sorry, ladies. Once we do a track meet, or once the track season starts and we actually out there running meets, meets normally start about 8 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. And we may get out of there about 4 or 5 o'clock that afternoon. So if you didn't get your hair appointment done on Friday, then you may have to wait a whole another week. Dad, if you didn't make it to the barbershop on Thursday or Friday night, you may have to try to get in there and get your special appointment on Sunday. Because we out there for the whole day, and I need y'all out there because I can't manage, look after, take care of, wipe the nose off, pick up, put a Band-Aid on, rub a boo-boo, all that for the 60 kids that I had on the track team. Mm-hmm. And once I put that spill out there, guess what? I had no problem with having parents out there and on time. And I'm not saying that to say that you have to be that direct. But when they understand that there's a bigger picture, when they understand that there's more things involved that they can get involved in and they can do to help their child grow and move on to the next level, gravitate towards that event. Prime example, every NCAA certified event, and coaches, please verify this for me. There's a time period where they have to have some type of NCAA briefing. Am I correct? Okay.
No, correct.
And having that briefing, parents should also hear what's going on. Because most of the time when they have that briefing, it's just before they get ready to go out there to play, so they're thinking about the game, the young men are thinking about the game, or just after they finish playing, and they're thinking about, okay, we either won, or we had a few hiccups in the game, or something that took place in the game. So they're really not focused, they're really not in tune to what that person is delivering when they're doing their presentation.
Yes, sir.
I watched that the whole weekend. But if you have a parent sitting there that has an attentive ear, that's in tune, that's trying to take some notes or whatever, then later on they can start working on some of them things. So that's why I stress the point of parents being there and parents being involved and parents understanding that you're doing what you have to do as a coach, coaching and working with its young men, and we as parents have to add in our part of being there as parents, as being the biggest advocate for our children and not putting that pressure on you young men because y'all doing enough. Y'all doing enough.
I appreciate it.
And we truly appreciate that. Like I said, you know, I've seen teams where, the prime example, you know, I was with Coach Russell's team this weekend, and they threw everybody in the van, rolled down there. I've seen teams where somebody gave out a map or somebody gave out an address, said, hey, put this in your GPS. I need everybody there by 9 o'clock Saturday morning. Really? No van, no coordination, no carpooling, no nothing. Just I need everybody there by 9 o'clock Saturday morning. So we appreciate what you gentlemen are doing. Let's get back to the question. All
right,
folks, if you have any questions, you want to call in and ask these young men a question, give us a call at 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. Hit option one. That'll let me know that you're in the queue and you have a question for one of the coaches, Coach Brad, Coach Russell, that's on the line with us today. I was hoping to have Stefan to join us and Coach Moore from down there out of Elizabeth City to join us. But if they're out there, hit option one. Hit one when you call in, and that way I know that you're in the queue, and we'll keep on moving from there. But my next question to you, Coach, you know, you work with these young men. A lot of these young men are also playing high school ball, being involved. Do at any point in time do you try to stay in touch with them once they finish up their summer season and roll into the high school season? Do any of them come back and connect with you and say, hey, Coach, I worked on this over the summer. Thank you for your help. You know, come check out my high school game. Do you still maintain any type of connection with them over, you know, the regular course of the year? And we start with you, Coach Russell.
Yes, sir. From last year's AAU team, you know, I kept in touch with most of my players. I talked to some coaches for them. I actually, you know, checked to see whether they're getting any offers or, you know, where they plan on attending school and what steps they're actually taking to get to that school. So all my players still have my phone number, and they call me and text me on the regular. So,
well, that's a big plus. That's a huge plus, and I like to hear that. What you got for us, Coach Barry?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, yeah, I talk to my kids. Some of the guys that I had, I talk to them a lot. I talk to them year-round because I've kind of known them since, you know, some of the guys I've had since they was playing, like, you know, 10, 11 and under, 12 and under when they were younger guys. So I talk to them on a regular. If I'm not, just like Coach Russell, you know, I know he coaches high school ball. If I'm not coaching, if I'm free or if we're off or something like that, I go check out guys all the time, you know, check out them and see what they're doing. I know a lot of the, you know, high school coaches in the area, so I talk to those coaches and we kind of, you know, talk. Because, you know, sometimes AAU coaches get bad reps that we just, you know, throw guys on the court, throw them on the floor, and we don't give them any structure or anything like that. But it's good to see high school coaches involved with AAU programs and put structure to the teams and actually running plays and also getting up and down, but running plays and things of that nature. But, yeah, I keep my phone goes off. I get calls and text messages from my players all the time and from ex-players. I talk to parents, you know, all the time and things of that nature all the time. Like, we always talk. And like I said, I got guys that play football that's on my current team. So during football season, I go out to those games and, check them out, see how they're doing, ask them how their grades are doing and what they're doing to try to get themselves prepared because it goes fast. I know Coach Russell knows and yourself knows as well. It goes, like, time goes away and it goes fast. You know, once you're in high school and once you start playing and you start growing up, you know, there's sophomores now that I have and another year or two they'll be graduating. But I definitely keep in contact with them, without a doubt. You know, is it's like we had the, like you said, the NCAA talk with the guys, and one of the guys at the that I met that was on the AAU board, he was just telling those guys, like, when, you know, these coaches that you currently have with your AAU and, you know, probably with your high school, these are probably going to be the last coaches, you know, that you play for that actually, you know, kind of like really care about you, you know. And after that, you know, I kind of wanted to make sure our guys kind of understood that, because, you know, if you do, or if you're blessed to make it to that next level, it's more of a business in college, because, you know, those guys are getting paid and they have to make sure that they're winning to keep that program, you know, going in the right direction to keep those jobs. So, you know, when you're playing with us and you're playing with your high school coaches, you know, like you said before, you keep reiterating, you know, these, you know, we care about the kids a lot and we put a lot of time into it. And the reward is just to see the guys, you know, progress and do well and go on and become, you know, good young men, and, you know, whatever they want to do, even if it's not playing basketball or whatever, even if it's just going to college and just doing that. So it's a great thing. I definitely keep in contact with the guys a lot.
Okay, and again, we appreciate everything that you're doing. We applaud you for your great effort. We applaud you for even volunteering to take the time with some of our kids that sometimes they act like they don't even know which way they're going, you know. But we like what you're doing. We're going to step away for a second. We're going to throw in a few little pieces of other information out there. But we're definitely going to be back here shortly and going to finish up with you guys and want you to come out with some good stuff on what a young man need to consider if he wants to try out for an AAU team. You know, how much work does he have to put in? How serious does he have to be about the game? Is this just something like another glorified work league, a rec league, or is this something that actually going to impact his life, his future, and his career from this point forward? We're going to step away for a minute, but we'll be back. We're talking to two great AAU coaches, two young men that I've seen around for a while. One of them I've known for quite some time, and we'll be back there, folks. So you're here listening to the Parents Coach, the Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to step away, and we'll be right back.
Athletic Showcase is a new event for us. We're launching it in Peoria, Illinois in June, I believe June 21st and 22nd. It's an opportunity for high school student athletes to come in and basically show their athletic ability to NAIA coaches. We'll have head coaches in the sports of football, men's and women's soccer, baseball, and softball. And so a student athlete can show up, be able to run through some tests, through some drills, and some sports, actually be able to play. And those coaches will be there and decide whether they want to award an athletic scholarship or recruit that student athlete into the future.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Hi, I'm Marlon, the eligibility coach Jones, with today's tip for easy athletic certification: official visits. Many parents have asked me exactly what the student must have in order to be able to accept an official visit to a school. First, the student must register with the NCAA Eligibility Center. In addition to registering, the student must complete the answers to the amateurism question. Then the student needs to provide a copy of an official high school transcript to the coaches, along with a copy of their standardized test scores. Once the school has this information, you can visit officially. This means the university can reimburse you for your travel expenses and provide up to 3 complimentary admissions to a home event. In addition, the university can also provide on-campus parking. For more information on tips for certification, please visit our website at www.eligibilitycoach.com. This is Marlon, the eligibility coach, wishing you scholarships.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Okay, folks, we're back. We're back. We've had two great young coaches on the line with us, Coach Russell and Coach Barry, and they've been just sharing some information with us on how they've been out there working with our young men as they get involved and take on this great challenge of AAU basketball, the AAU basketball circuit. You know, coaches had the opportunity just to share with us that, you know, parents are out there and they're involved, but not all the parents are out there. And that's my concern. You know, I'm really and truly concerned about that because I've seen firsthand what it takes. And I'm not trying to be the end-all, be-all or the old knowledgeable one or whatever. I'm just simply out here trying to share my experiences and my conversation that I've had with others with a new set of parents, a new group of parents. And, you know, letting these parents know that, you know, there's someone out here to help and assist and guide them as they take on this process. You know, we've had several shows where we talked about the NCAA requirements. We have several shows where we talked about taking a recruiting visit. We had several shows where we talked about just little simple things. You know, as we stick with us this evening and we get ready to wrap it up, I'm going to share a couple things with the coaches, and hopefully they will be appreciative of that. But right now, we're going to get back to listening to these young men's dialogue. And hopefully they can share some tidbits with us that's going to open up some eyes. If you want to join in on the conversation, you can reach us at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. Coaches, we're back. You ready for us?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you know, just before the break, I threw a couple questions out there for you, during that little time off the air there, we wanted you to come up with something that just going to basically talk to how a young man could prepare himself to be a part of an AAU program. What must he do? How serious does he have to be about the game? Does he take this on like as if it's just a rec league program? Share your insight with us on that, Coach. And either one of y'all can chime in and start it off first.
I think as far as AAU ball, they're just like any other basketball. I think there are different levels to it. And as for Coach Barry and myself, I think we're trying to put our team on that level where we can get our kids seen. I know some kids are doing it during the summer just to have fun, but as far as us, you know, We're traveling, going to these NCAA live events, like you said, and trying to plan these events where we can get our kids noticed. And for the kids that are trying to do that, I think they definitely need to put in that work. You know, I see a lot of kids and, you know, they watch the hoop mixtapes and this and that, which is all great because you see the highlights. But then, I think it's good for the game, but then it takes away from it a little bit, all in the sense, and because I think when I was younger, I used to watch my dad play and watch people like you play, and, you know, I actually took time with my dad, and I appreciate him for that because we sat down and we studied the game, and, you know, he would rewind film and, you know, rewind old games, and we would watch them and go over what went on here and went on there. And that way I could learn from it. So I think those are some things that are definitely kind of missing today that some kids aren't doing. And the ones that are doing them have a heads up on it. They have an advantage on it.
Mm-hmm. And, with trying to, you know, play or make AAU teams, you know, like Coach Russell was saying, it's different levels to it. And then it's just like, you know, how serious do you want to be about it, you know, and, you know, what your expectations are. If, you know, if it's always room to have fun and have a good time. And like I tell my guys, you know, we're going to go on these road trips. We're going to have a good time, but we're going to, you know, we're going there for a purpose, and, you know, we're going there for business, and, you know, we're trying to conduct ourselves that way. You know, you just, I know with myself, you know, with kids, you know, I reach out to the kids. I reach out to the coaches in the area that coach high school kids on the level that I'm coaching at, right, with 10th grade kids. And, you know, I use social media, you know, from Instagram to Twitter to all of those different things and Facebook. And, I send out information, you know, about workouts and trials and things of that nature. And, you know, I did the 757 recruit. They did a little camp last year. I worked that with them, and I worked with Boo with the Nike combine that he did in, you know, November. So, you know, we kind of from that you start networking and you start meeting guys and you start meeting kids, and you know, you after that you just kind of try to build relationships with them and keep in contact with them and talk to them, because there's a lot of programs, there's a lot of different opportunities. It's a lot of, you know, other grassroots programs that are doing pretty well, you know, nationally as well, and up-and-coming programs that's doing pretty good. So, you know, the coaches, we actually have to put in, you know, on our level, you actually have to put in, like, legwork to get the guys, because it's so many different, you know, different programs and teams that they can play for, different opportunities. So if you want to be competitive, you kind of have to jump out there yourself and get in the mix and go out and go after the guys. Like, you know, what helps us out a little bit, you know, we have a big name, you know, behind our program. You know, he's been around, you know, since AAU's probably been going around, you know, been happening. So he's known nationally, you know, with Boo Williams. So it kind of helps us out a little bit to get the allure of the kids to come out and things of that nature. But it's other programs that are doing pretty well and going along with other circuits, whether it's Adidas or Under Armour or other circuits and other live tournaments. So you have to kind of do a little bit of legwork yourself if you want to be competitive with the other programs and the other teams that are in the area. It's a little bit of both. You have to actually get out and recruit kids that you want to play for you. And then, you know, with our name, you know, we're going to have kids that's going to come out to our program, that's going to come out and try out. So you have to, it's a little bit of both. You know, some kids are going to come to us because of, you know, Boo Williams and things of that nature and the tradition that name holds. And some kids are going to venture out to other programs, that neighboring programs that, you know, that may have things going on or, you know, things that may be looking good over there. So you have to kind of, you know, make, you know, bring that allure. And you kind of got to sell your, you know, sell your program and sell your team, because, you know, both of us are kind of young guys. So you have to let them know. It's kind of like you let them know what you're doing and, you know, what you're bringing and your experience and what you're going to be doing to help those guys. So it's a little bit of both. Some guys come to us, and then we also have to reach out and get guys as well due to the competitive nature of these AAU programs out here nowadays.
Gotcha. Fully understand. Couple more quick questions, and then we're going to prepare to wind down. And, you know, I'd love to hear about what you have going on, you know, in your program and some of the upcoming things. But what I want to talk about first, and it's going to be real quick. You know, I've seen a number of young men get involved in wanting to play AAU basketball. But then when I turn around and I sit and I talk to them about what's going on in the classroom, grade-wise, then they're struggling. So just give me some of your philosophy, some of your personal philosophy on situations like that. And we're talking about our middle schoolers and early high schoolers. You know, just give me some of your philosophy on that, and how all that works out, and what you think these young men should do to turn the right corner and get on track.
Well, I personally believe that if this is truly something you want to do, then, I mean, you have to put in work in both atmospheres, as far as the classroom and, you know, on the court. So, like this year at Portsmouth Christian, I actually asked my players, I know that you only need a 2.0 to play, but I personally asked my players to try to achieve a 3.5, and I had a strong majority of my kids that did that. I think our team GPA this year ended up being a 3.75 or 3.8 so far. So I mean they're doing a good job. And actually, if they don't get that 3.5, then you know I have a few punishments that I hand out. But I let them know that they're doing a good job and that I still want them to keep striving for it and try to get them to do the best they can.
All right.
Yeah, and to piggyback on that also, because like you said, me and myself and Coach Russell, we coach on the high school level. So, you know, guys have to maintain a certain GPA to play. And, you know, myself, you know, coaching with the JV guys, you know, I kind of get to them early because they're in middle school. You know, you get let them know, you know, once you get to high school, your freshman year, the second half of your freshman year, you know, you have to be eligible from what you do the first half of your freshman year. And to be eligible the sophomore year, it all depicts on what you do the second half of your freshman year. Sometimes kids don't even understand that. So, you know, at our school, we have once the season starts and once we start doing our like preseason preparation to get ready for the season, we do like mandatory study halls. And, you know, one of the coaches that's on the staff at Kickerton is a professor also at VCU. So, He stays back with the kids, you know, with study hall. I get emails from teachers throughout basketball season about what kids are doing, what they're not doing, and things of that nature. So we kind of make pop up visits, like, because I don't actually work at the school that I coach at. So I go there and pop in on the kids, just let them know that I'm here, and you know, making sure they're doing what they're supposed to do. And you know, we look at the grades. We try to see if we can look at them early to try to help them, you know, help them out and make sure that they're staying focused on the books, because that's more important, you know, than the basketball, because, you know, basketball may be here for a short period of time. It's not a guarantee that all kids are going to be able to play, you know, for a long period of time. Or you may go to school or something may happen, you know, you may get injured or anything may happen. But if you have your grades intact already, you can still, you know, go to school and earn academic scholarships and still be able to play ball and things of that nature. So we kind of trying to run a type ship with our grades and things of that nature. I know in the public school system, we try not to let, you know, our kids use waivers, you know, on the JV level or like their freshman year, things like that. We try to make them earn their keep on the court and earn their keep on the team by making sure they keep their grades up, you know, by not letting them bail out and use a waiver as a freshman in high school and things of that nature. So a lot of parents, a lot of kids don't know about a waiver or what waivers are, but it's just pretty much asking for leniency because you didn't do the right thing in school. You didn't maintain your grades, so you're asking the school board and the school to pretty much, you know, let you play even though your grades aren't good. So we try not to really do that, you know, at our school, especially with our young kids. We try to go ahead and set that standard early and let them know exactly, you know, we demand excellence in the classroom. So that's how we kind of take care of that and look at that.
All right. Hey, you know, man, I'm telling you, you're two dynamic young men. I have no problem with if anybody ever came to me and asked me about one of you two, man, I have no problem with putting my last hand on it and saying, hey, I'll go with them any day.
We appreciate
that. And you know what? I'm going to continue to talk about the fine work that y'all are doing with your programs. As we prepare to wind down here, and it's about that witching hour, and I know both of y'all been out on the road all day because I've been out there as well. You know, tell me what some of the upcoming things that you have, what the schedules look like for about the next month or so before you take another break and then go into the month of July. We all know July is a big, hot, heavy month. But tell me what you got coming up, and hopefully some of our parents will get out there and take the programs out.
What we got coming up? You go ahead, Coach.
Oh, no, go ahead, Coach, you got it.
What we got going on just recently, I mean, what's coming up, May is kind of a busy month because we don't really do a lot in June because of, like, the summer leagues and the camps for the high school. But this May 1st through the 3rd is states
for 10th grade in Spotsylvania. And then the 8th through the 10th, we'll be at Boo. The 15th through the 17th of May, I'll be at Boo again for the Hoop group. And then I think Memorial Day weekend, I think I'm going to do, I think we're doing Big Shots in Washington, D.C. And then in June, I may take June off. Or a friend of mine, his name is Brian Graves, a kid that I kind of mentored when he was younger, played at Heritage High School in Newport News. He coaches at Catawba now. And he's doing a one-day showcase at Catawba in June on the 16th. So he was, you know, we're going to get with him when he comes out here in May to talk to him about that. So May is pretty busy, and June is normally kind of open because of high school starts back up with the summer leagues and the camps and things of that nature. So we're going to do that for May, and then we'll pick back up in July, probably do two live periods in July to get going. And I know Brian was telling me, that's his, Brian Graves, Coach Graves at Catawba. He's an assistant coach there, and he also played there as well. He was at a couple of Coach Russell's games this past weekend down in Greensboro, and I know he liked he was looking at Taj Eaton from that team, and he also liked I was about to say his nickname, Chico, but I can't remember Chico's first name. I can't remember his first name. So, but it was a great event down there, and so that's what I pretty much got going on right now with upcoming weekends in the month of May.
Okay. All right. What you got, Coach Russell?
Let's see. I think in next weekend we have states, the 9th through the 10th. We are actually playing in the Boo Williams Invitational in Hampton. On the 15th through the 17th, we're at Hoop Group also. Then we have Big Shots in D.C. at the end of the month, which is the 30th and the 31st. After that, we don't play in the whole month of May because, like Coach said, you know, everybody has team camps and summer league starts and stuff like that. But we'll still get in the gym as often as we can, you know, just to keep the players sharp, try to help them out with whatever they need. And then in July, we go to D.C. That's our busiest month. The 11th and 12th will be in D.C. The 15th through the 19th of July will be at Peach State in Georgia,
yeah.
And then the 21st through the 27th will be in Kentucky.
All right.
Yeah. And we're doing that Peach State as well. So we're all, it's like a big family. We'll see them down there too at Peach State down in Georgia. And we're working on Kentucky as well. So you'll see a lot of BWSL all over the place in the month of July.
Great, great. Sounds like a great thing. Hey, we truly appreciate y'all coming on and joining us. We know you had a long day. We know you had a busy weekend because I've seen that firsthand, and I tried to tweet it as often as possible what was going on out there with all the teams. And we definitely open up the door to you anytime you want to come on and just share some of what's going on with some of your young men, or if you got some young man that all of a sudden he gets an offer or something thrown up on the table, or he had a big bang weekend. Hey, if you want to come in and just let us know that, we truly appreciate that because parents want to hear what their kids are doing for those that's not out there watching on a regular basis. So, you know, if at any point in time they can join us on the show or you can join us on the show just to put that information out there, gentlemen, know that the door is open and you are always welcome. Always welcome.
All right.
All right,
man. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you again.
All right, Coach.
All right.
Y'all have a good night.
Yeah. Well, folks, we've been listening to some great conversation with two fine AAU coaches, and these guys have been out there putting in some hard work. I watched them start at the beginning about a month and a half ago when they started trying to form these teams, and these guys have been really putting in some work, you know. And like I said, it's a volunteer thing. So we as parents have to learn to appreciate that. We as parents have to learn to shoulder some of the burden that they're taking upon themselves to try to help our kids. Think about that. Help our kids move on to the next level. So we have our own duties and responsibilities. We have something that we have to be able to bring to the table. That part being helping our kids get through the process, other college recruiting process,
successfully. How do you do that? Reach out to someone that has experienced it. Reach out to someone that has currently been involved in it, someone that knows the ins and outs of it. Got a whole lot of various groups out there. You got a whole lot of folks, if you pay them the right money, they'd be willing to help you. But I'm talking about some of the great programs out there, such as Mothers of Athletes, such as the Parents Coaching Parents Network, such as Sports Moms, such as Philly Moms, and a whole lot of other organizations that's out there. Mothers of College Athletes. Whole lot of other organizations that's out there to support you as a parent of that great athlete, of that young man or young lady that is trying to make it to the next level to play. Parents, we have to do what we do. We have to do what we do. And at the end of the day, please, 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 if you ever get into a situation where you need some assistance, by all means, reach out to us here at the Parents Coaching Parents Network. You can find us on Facebook at Parents Coaching Parents Network. You can find us on Twitter at PCP Network. You can find us on Instagram, PCP Network. Or you can just shoot me an email, pcphr@aol.com. I'll say that again, pcphr@aol.com. Looking forward to hearing from you, parents, because I understand the process. I understand what you're going through. Like I told two young ladies this evening, should I say. If you listen to the stories, you may think this process is hard, difficult, and very complex. But it's very simple. Weeding through all the garbage. It may be long and drawn out, but it's very simple. Understanding what needs to be done and when it needs to be done. For those coaches that's out there that we just had the conversation with, I would ask them to share this information with their parents. And if I had the opportunity or if they wanted to afford me the opportunity to sit down and talk to their parents, they are more than welcome. I'll be happy to. First thing I'll ask the parents, you're right in the middle of your AAU season, and I'm going to wind down here because the time's running out on me. Have you sent out that AAU schedule to any coach that may be interested in your child? If they say no, I'll say why. On that note, I'm going to stop right there. You've been listening to the Parents Coach and Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. And as always, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. Because we've learned and shared some great information with you parents this evening, as we always try to do. I think I have a friend on here, and hopefully she can join us real quick. Is this one of my ladies from Mothers of Athletes? Hello? I thought I had a guest on here that wanted to chime in on the conversation. Well, folks, I'm going to wind this thing down. And on that note, I'm going to just simply say, hey, join us again next Sunday, Eastern Standard Time at 9:30 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, this is M.A. Scott, your host. And as always, like I said, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. You have a great evening.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Take us out, Keith.
What the...